Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Pat Brett, Director of EcoPower, based here in Kilkenny. Pat, welcome along to the studio.
Thank you, Etna.
Tell me a little bit about EcoPower.
EcoPower was formed back in 1996, and it was formed to develop renewable energy projects around the country. So we started in Mayo back in 2001 or two, and we've been developing projects since then in Mayo, Donegal, and we have one running down in Kilkenny between Mullinavat and New Ross.
Tell me a little bit about what those renewable energy projects involve then.
These ones are wind energy projects, wind turbines in wind farms. And it just involves producing electricity from the wind turbines and feeding it into the national grid. Wind turbines do a very simple job to just... They just convert wind passing over a wind farm site into electricity. We all use it in our homes and factories, etc.
And Pat, 1996, so a long, proud tradition there in terms of climate action.
Yes. I come from a family where we had sawmills out to Sine Road, Airbrett sawmills, and that was run on water wheels for two or three generations. So, yeah, we're kind of in the business for a long time.
If you look back to when you first started, I suppose, and look at the inception of the company in 1996, renewable energy isn't a word that we were hearing a lot about, whereas it's become a real buzzword now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has become a buzzword, and it has developed hugely in the last 20 years. I remember the first wind farm we went to visit before we started into this was up in Ballycorrick in Mayo, where there's 21 turbines. And if you put in a similar, if you put in one turbine nowadays, one modern turbine, it would do the equivalent of those 21 original turbines from a production point of view. So it just goes to show how much the technology has improved and been developed since in the last 20 years. So they do make a huge amount of electricity. And at the moment, wind farms produce 38% of the electricity in the country, and the target is to get that up to 80% by 2030.
I was just going to ask you there, is there room for improvement? Are we doing enough here?
Yes, there's room for improvement. There's going to have to be room for improvement because climate change is coming down the tracks. As you can see with the weather and patterns at the minute, it's here already. And in order to either slow down and hopefully stop it, we're going to have to produce a lot more renewable energy in the form of wind energy, offshore wind energy, solar power, battery storage, green hydrogen. There's lots of different types. It's going to take a mix of everything for us to avoid the worst consequences of climate change. Probably we won't be too worried about it, but our kids will be, and probably their kids especially.
And Pat, do you deal solely with commercial enterprises, or do you deal with individual householders as well?
We produce electricity and we supply to individual households. Yes, EcoPower Supply is a company that supplies to households. The wind farms produce wholesale power that supplies the national grid. But in order to supply households, you have to become a supplier and buy it out of a pool. But we supply 100% green energy to the households from our supply company.
And in terms of cost then, is there a saving to be made for the homeowner in terms of wind energy?
There's savings to be made from a cost point of view by the wholesale price being pulled down during times of windy weather. The wholesale price of electricity can drop by 40% during very windy periods. Now, at the minute, it's not very windy, so the wholesale price has gone back up again. But once it gets windy again, it'll come back down again. That allows the suppliers to supply at a lower price than they would otherwise if it was all coming from gas and coal generation.
So over a period of time, it probably levels out, so you are looking at savings.
Oh, you're definitely looking at savings, yeah. The Wind Energy Ireland do produce a newsletter every month showing the savings that have been produced that the previous month from wind produced in the country.
When we talk about wind farms, there's still a little bit of resistance there from people, and there's an element of not in my backyard is something that we'd hear. You know, I'm in favour of climate action, but I don't want these monstrosities on my land or blocking my view or my landscape. What do you say to that kind of argument?
Yeah, that argument has been out there a long time now, and what we've found was like in the wind farm in Mayo, we have 22 turbines originally there, and we never have a complaint. That has been expanded by 10 more, and we still have, we say we have no complaints. We have no complaints for any of our wind farms actually in Donegal, Kilkenny or Mayo, and we're doing another project in Tipperary at the minute. We have very strong community support there, because there will be a very significant community benefit fund coming from the wind farm under the new, what's called renewable energy support scheme regime that the government are bringing out, where €2 per megawatt hour has to be paid into the local community. Now, this is substantial payments to locals. For example, it's mandatory that €1,000 is paid to every house within a kilometre, that type of thing. So that will all help with the negative. We find that before the projects are built, there's a bit of negativity around, but once they're up and running and people get used to them, we find very little.
I think things like those community benefit funds are so vital to local areas to be able to feel a sense of ownership over projects like this and to feel a benefit from them.
Oh yes, certainly. Yeah, we're delighted that the government has seen to make this mandatory, because support from the local community is really important, you know, to get climate change knocked on the head. It's certainly the community support is just imperative for these projects.
Pat, how many people do you employ locally?
We employ 15, 10 in Kilkenny and 4 in Mayo. And then we do commission a lot of outside studies by different companies around the country. But from a direct employment point of view, we employ 15.
Just then, in terms of the future of eco-power, where do you see yourselves headed?
We're likely to go into the solar and battery end of things. And also, we're going to grow on the supply company to supply local houses and factories and that. No, generally, we just stay doing as we're doing. We have a few projects, as I said, on the mat at the moment. One in Upper Church in Tipperary and another down near Dungarvan. So those two will be looking to bid into the government support scheme shortly, which is a competitive tender. So you compete with the rest of the electricity entities in the country to get a contract. So, but we would hope that the projects are good enough to that we'll be able to compete successfully. But time will tell on that one.
If people want to find out a little bit more about the work that you do or wind energy, where would you advise them to go looking?
I would go looking in the WEI website, Google Wind Energy Ireland, you'll get it.
And what about your own details then?
Our own details, EcoPower Supply Limited will get you to the supply company, and just ecopower.com is the website.
Thanks, Pat Brett, Director of EcoPower, based here in Kilkenny, for joining us on this morning's programme.
Okay, thanks very much, Edna. Pleasure.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.